it's Minzu. The Gold Standard is here. Welcome back. I am so excited today because I have Joy here and we're going to talk about something very exciting. Vacation!
Yes, indeed. You just got back from Bali. Welcome back.
Yes, I just got back from Bali and I did not want to be here.
No offense to us, yeah. But Bali must have been amazing, wasn't it?
Yes, I love the pockets. Don't get me wrong, guys. I did not want to come back to Korea. Like, the weather has been bad. I mean, not the weather here in Korea. The pollution getting worse and worse.
Yeah, the air quality has been pretty terrible. Right,
yeah.
That's true.
Like, I don't know what to do now. Like, what should I do?
Go to Bali.
Go to Bali.
Yeah, it's the only plan. So how long did you stay there altogether?
Actually, I've been there for a while, like 10 days.
10 days.
Yeah. Because then, well, it was 10 days, but then I flew and then flew back. So it takes almost like day two. So
was it a direct flight?
No, I stopped by in Shanghai. Yeah,
probably.
And then I stayed there for like a couple hours, like 2 hours. So it wasn't too bad. But because it was Korea's like holiday week,
mm-hmm.
weekend, so the airfare was super expensive. So I had to find in somewhere, like, you know, to stop by to go Bali.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, I would just get the direct flight. But
right.
It was good.
It was your first time doing
it?
It
was my first time and it was amazing. Like, you have no idea. If you haven't been there, like, everyone, I don't care if you're in the States or Australia, like, you have. Actually, there are so many people from Australia, by the way. Yeah, but you want to come to Bali. It's like super fun. Like,
what
paradise.
Kind of, like, where did you stay? What did you do?
So in Bali, I stayed at three different locations. So one is Canggu. Well, my friend says I said Canggu, but he was saying in local they say Canggu. So I don't know what really is, but most of the time, like, foreigners saying Canggu. So Canggu, Seminyak, and Uluwatu. That's the main cities that I was in. So
is that in Indonesian?
It's Indonesia, in Bali.
Yeah, so the pronunciation, like that Canggu,
Canggu
is like...
Canggu, yeah.
Sounds too difficult for me.
Yeah, so Seminyak is more like tourist place,
mm-hmm.
nice, you know, shopping area. And actually, Canggu was my was my favorite place. It was like so, it looks local, but so many like westernized, many good restaurants, good food, like so good. So,
very important.
Yeah, it
was heard I think 75-80% of their
foreigners
economy is based on tourism, so I suppose they must have some great restaurants.
Yeah.
And
oh my gosh, the restaurant was so good. I mean, I think that what makes Bali the most, I mean, beautiful is just the nature. I mean, the oceans and the sky is like, I love skies, by the way. So I just think the sky is amazing because it has so many different colors, so many different shapes. I mean, you might think that it's one sky, but it depends on the day and night, or it looks so different, you know, with the clouds.
Shades.
Yeah, so I think this is amazing. And Bali has the perfect skies, and they're well known for sunset. And unfortunately, I didn't get to see the perfect, like, sunset, but it was still good enough. It was beautiful, and the ocean was amazing. So, yeah.
I can see you getting nostalgic already.
And I still keep looking at my photos from Bali because, like, oh my gosh, this is heaven, you know? And I am not a person who can really, like, chill and lean back, you know? Because I'm city girl, you know? I'm from Seoul and I'm always like, you know, I gotta do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So even in Texas, like, a lot of people in Southern, like, they're more chill and mean, you know? But I'm like, okay, go, you know? So it has been just me, and I never knew how to, like, chill or lean back. I mean, it's just because I can't really relax, because in my head, I always have to think about something and gotta do something. But in Bali, it was amazing. Like, I did not want to do anything. I just like, okay, this is just paradise. I'm just going to relax. And I just spent all day by the beach. And that never happens to me. Like, I cannot stay one spot, like, just sitting, maybe 1 hour or two.
You get restless.
And then I just have to go,
yeah.
Because I get, I get, like, tired of it. Not so much tired of it, but I get bored of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's at the end of the day, it's just an ocean or the pool. But it was just so fun just being there. And like relaxing and enjoying and even drinking. Like, you know, I don't drink obviously for certain reasons because I'm a fitness girl. Like,
right,
I don't do that. But when I'm traveling, I wanna enjoy the moment. I mean, you cannot be always strict to yourself, but you gotta understand, like, I always have my boundaries because I'm not always being party mode, you know? I'm always like strict, and I have my routines, but this time in Bali was something special for me. It was my vacations, so I wanted to enjoy the most out of it, so I even drink beer. I don't drink beer.
Wow.
But like,
controversial.
Yeah. The beer was like, oh, it's called, I forgot the name.
Was it a local beer?
Yeah, it's a local beer. Very famous. Bintang. It's called Bintang.
Bintang.
Everybody drinks Bintang. The only reason, because it's super cheap. It's like super cheap. So we just sat by the ocean or beach and just drank the Bintang and looking at the sunset. It's like just beautiful. Like, I mean, the time like flies and I don't really worry about anything. Just relaxing the moment and just beautiful. You know, enjoying the everything, you know?
Right. So the first few days when you got there, before you got fully into relaxed mode, did you have a plan, a routine? Like, I'm gonna see this, I'm gonna work out here, I'm gonna, or did you just straight away go into being relaxed and
I didn't
by
have
the
any
pool?
Plan. I didn't have any plan. But I had someone special who showed me things, so it was good because I'd never been there,
right.
So it was good to have. Seen and relaxing, enjoying it. But the main thing was not doing something special. I mean, if I can, then I'll do it. Oh, and there is a fun story actually. So I was traveling, posting photos, and there was a guy who contacted me on Instagram. Says, "Hey, Minsu, we are my Warung. It's a coffee cafe, and he invited me to his restaurant. So I get to have a nice breakfast and coffee there, and it was very nice. So I didn't get to go to like workout because I think it's the area is more for tourists, you know. So I could have, but probably next time I'll do that. Like, I wanted to do jujitsu and yoga. But I did yoga by the ocean just by myself. So, but it was hard to do workout. Like, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I did not work out at all.
Just lifting the beer. That's all.
I was going to do it. I even brought my yoga mat. But what happened? Like, I didn't do anything. I just wanted to enjoy. And I did actually surf. And surfing was really, really, like, a lot of work for me because,
right.
Like, carrying the surfboard and I'm trying to not dying in the water, you know?
Right,
because like,
you've been learning how to swim, so you wouldn't die.
It was, you know, I started taking swimming class the month before and for this trip, Bali, and I think it definitely helped me. I'm not a great swimmer yet at all. I am still afraid of being in the water, but I got better. At least I tried surf and I survived. And I'm actually still taking the swim class. And that was really good motivation for me. Like, I did it like April. I started taking the class in April. And this is May, but I keep taking it. And I'm planning on taking it till like June or July until I feel comfortable in the water. And my next goal is I want to be good at like surf, not only surf, but I wanted to do scuba dive, which is all water-based. You don't really have to know how to swim, but definitely you do want to know how to swim.
Right,
for
don't
survival.
Be afraid of the
yes.
water.
So I'm very excited about my new challenge. And actually, like, swimming actually has grown on me. Still afraid, but I wanted to prove that, like, you can do it. Even, like, I'm becoming, like, after 30 years, like, I still did it, you know. I wanted to show you guys, and so, yeah.
Great. Since you got back a few days ago, have you been to swimming class?
Yes, I did. And
with your fresh tan.
Yeah. You can see me, but I got super tan. I didn't really try it, but it was on my surf day, and we were out the ocean like around noon, and I got burned. It was like, you know, you got so burned that you get all like rash.
Yeah, right.
It's like so itching. Was like really bad. Like I couldn't really sleep because it was so like hurting and like itching. So stay away from that. You know, you don't want that. But I'm glad that I get nice tan, which I actually need more.
Nice one. But can we just go back to the coffee shop, by the way? Maybe you can give a shout out to him and like.
Oh yeah. So my war room, it's in Canggu. And if you want to see the details, you can also check out my Instagram. And
great.
I post the photos. They're really nice people. Coffee was great. I had a cappuccino. And the bowl is super popular in Bali. So all the fresh vegetables. And my favorite is the bowl, granola. Granola, it's not even like sweet. It's like really good granola. And all different kinds of fruits and yogurt. And like some nuts and things like that, and it's really good. Like I loved it. So every meal I had to have that on.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like super smoothie was really good.
Yeah, sounds
like
a great place, like cafe too.
Yeah, so many good cafes.
And they reached out to you through Instagram.
Reached out to me on Instagram as I post the photos, so you know people can see who's in Bali and who's doing. So it was nice, actually, you know, somebody actually reached out to me.
Yeah,
and
very nice.
Yeah, offered me. And it was actually right next to where I was staying.
Perfect.
So I was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So hello to those people.
Hello,
and,
Warung. If you go to Bali, Canggu, visit there. They are really nice and they have awesome food as well.
Yeah, and hopefully they're listening now. And
yeah.
That's us. Lovely. And then after Canggu,
yeah.
you moved on to what was the next place?
Uluwatu. So, Canggu, by the way, it's more there. They have a cool like clubs and just it's not like party, but you can also enjoy and having fun. So there was a popular place. It was called Old Man's. It's a pretty popular place. So it was actually I felt like I was in like college again, like in a college pool party. Things
was
like
it more like a pub or like a club or what kind of?
It's an outdoor. It's a pub slash club. So, but I didn't know. But my friend told me it was actually there is another like famous club which I've never been, but it's called Jinja Club. But next time I'll go there. But Old Man, there were so many people from Australia, and many young like 20s, like college students. So according to I heard that. So it's more for Australia. It's like Cancun for the American.
Right.
So you know how they go to Cancun for
Ibiza or Ayanapa for Europeans.
Anyway, so it was fun. Everybody was there, almost like blonde. I was kind of the only like Asian, so I felt special. It was fun, yeah.
Nice. And those kind of places, is it kind of a 24-hour hangout scene? Like people are out all the time, or is it more late evening?
You mean it's more a club. So I don't know. I don't know if they open during daytime, but it's known for like nightclubs, especially I don't know why, but Wednesday is popular.
Yeah.
So we went there like on Wednesday night, and there's so many people like packed. And by the way, everybody rides a scooter, motorbike in Bali, so it was kind of interesting to see at the parking lot like thousands like motorbike was like parked there. And
but that's interesting because how did you get around there? Did you have your own scooter? Did you take taxis? Did you walk mostly?
No, we had a scooter. So scooter. I could, but I don't want to risk myself. So I was on the back seat. But yeah, it was fun. It was just fun. And you don't want to drive in Bali because first of all, it's really like narrow. The road is narrow. The traffic is pretty bad. There's no really light, so it's like who comes first, go first.
Yeah.
It was crazy, but somehow it works. and everybody is on the motorbike. They just, there's no really rules. So you just go left or right, even going against. It's kind of scary, like
swimming
really.
Swimming upstream.
Yeah, it's like two ways, like one way come in and come out, and then like they just don't wait. They just like just cross the line and okay, like I was a little scared, but I'm here, so I'm glad.
Yeah, you live to tell the tale, but you would advise that if you aren't an experienced scooter driver, don't try it in Bali.
Well, they have to get around and great experience. Very convenient, and everything is pretty close. So definitely you want to know how to drive scooter if you want to go to Bali and get around with it. And don't forget to wear your helmet.
There you go.
Which is important.
Great advice.
Yes.
Safety warning from Mitsugo.
Yeah.
Okay, and so when you were there, what was the main stuff you were eating other than the bowl full of vegetables? Was there any other? Did you eat the meat or what was there?
So I tried some Balian like traditional food, which is a lot like Southeast Asia, like the rice and fried rice with some vegetables, things like that. But what I had a more like healthy cafe, so many, I love avocado. So avocado eggs, and that was kind of main meals, like chicken, avocado, eggs.
So even if you didn't work out a lot, you seem to have eaten pretty well.
But you know what? I gained so much weight, I can tell. Like, I think right now it's like most, I don't want to work, sorry. But I've been gaining, I can tell a lot of fat, so I need to work on a lot. Because for like almost 10 days, I have eaten like just anything that I want.
Whatever
so
you wanted. Yeah.
It was cheat day like for 10 days. So now I'm back in Korea. I'm going back to my diet, just being strict again. Nothing, you know, crazy. I going back to my training again. I can definitely feel because I've been taking off my workouts.
Yeah.
So I have lost my muscle. I can tell. I mean, because maybe not, you can't really see through your eyes, your muscle change, but I can see my power. I lost my power. So before, I was able to press... shoulder press easy with like 11 kilo, for example. Then it was hard for me doing it with 9 or 10 kilo. So I know, but your muscle remembers things. Don't worry. When you start just working, keep doing it and you'll get back to where you were before. So, but I think it's very important in this case, like, it is important that you coming back and you start it again. Because a lot of people, what happened, they go to vacation. And after come back, they're still on a vacation. They
right,
stop
they
just working out and they just stop eating right. And that's the main different thing. So enjoy your time when you're, when you're on a vacation. But when you come back to reality, then your diet and your everything, your lifestyle has to come back as well, you know? Because
yeah.
You cannot party all the time. So, and actually I was tired of eating just like, not clean at all. So I was happy to eat my regular food, and I was so excited to go back to working out because like when that's what happened, like when you are not working out for, you know, for a long time, well, make sure you don't go over like, and then you just lost the interest. But like I was gone like for a week, you know, and then when I come back, like the first thing I did was working out. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so good. And I got sore. Of course.
Welcome back to the gym, soreness.
Yeah.
So, but do you feel you're fully back into your routine, or are you still settling back in?
Unfortunately, like, I feel like I went Bali like years ago. It was only like, I don't know, when is it, like last week?
Yeah.
But it feels like,
earlier this week, you
know? It feels like a long time ago, which is sad.
Different lifetime.
Yeah, it's just I just feel like I lived, you know, different life and then just come back and it seems like it's a long time ago. And but I'm happy that I'm coming back because I think only that can make those vacations so special, you know. So I'm looking forward to do another great trip during summer vacation. I don't know when, but probably July or August, I will do it. And just, the trip home makes my life more fuller and richer and give me more motivation. Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to work hard so I can enjoy my life, you know? So definitely I did not work for any companies because then I have no freedom. So I want to work on something that gives me freedom, meaning you have your time and money to do whatever you want, you know.
Right.
But working hard is still important, whatever you do. You know?
Have you already thought about destination for your summer holiday? Any potential?
Potential, yes. I wanted to go to Europe.
Oh.
Like Spain was one of them.
Lovely place, Europe.
Have you been there?
Of course. A few times.
Spain,
oh. Yes.
Yeah,
Barcelona, Madrid, Saragossa.
So we talked about this before, right?
Yeah.
But I have something about was, I mean, not Spain.
Spain.
Spain. So my close friend, my best friend, she actually went to Spain for honeymoon.
Oh,
and
very nice.
I think that's, I don't know.
My parents went to Spain for their honeymoon. So,
really?
Yeah, Mallorca.
Yeah. So I don't think I want to go for honeymoon, but I just want to go Spain or, yeah, I don't know. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Any places you recommend?
Well, of course, Ireland.
Ireland? Really?
Of course.
Okay.
But Spain, Italy. Yeah.
Italy?
Actually, Croatia.
Croatia?
Yeah, lots of great places.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Anywhere with a coastline is usually very nice to go to in the summer. But yeah, you can't really go wrong. And now...
You mean in the summertime?
In summertime, yes.
I've been to Rome and it was super hot.
Yeah,
August,
it gets very
like,
hot. That's true.
And yeah, it was super hot. What is it? Colosseum?
Yeah.
I just remember... In Italy, only thing I remember, I was walking like Colosseum. So many people, so hot, like I was about to die. You know, it's like that's how I felt.
And there was a long queue probably to get in to the Colosseum.
Yes,
queue.
It was super long. So maybe in this time, I don't want it to do too much of a tourist stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And even Bali, I didn't do anything like really tourist stuff. Or it was just more enjoying it. So yeah.
Yeah, you've got some time.
Yeah, Italy, it's probably not, yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Italy, Spain, somewhere like that. It can't go wrong, Europe in summer.
Yeah.
Lovely. And if you stay in Asia, is there anywhere next on your list? Would you go to Bali again? Or
yeah,
is there
yeah. So, you know what's interesting? Because I spend so much time in the States. So, but funny thing, I'm from Korea and I'm in Asia, but I didn't get to go to like, any Asians here, which is, I don't know why I did it. I've been to the... Japan, and I've never been to China even. It's like, hello?
Yeah, just for 2 hours in the airport.
I know. So one of my places I want to go to is Vietnam. I've heard a lot of good things about Vietnam. And I wanted to go Malaysia. So Southeast Asia, Vietnam, Malaysia, definitely like China is I want to go. I think that's, so I've been to Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been to Bangkok, but I've heard that Pattaya? Is it? No, Pattaya? Phuket.
Phuket.
Oh, Phuket. I've never been to Phuket, and people say Phuket is nice. Very famous honeymoon place as well. So Phuket I want to go. There are many nice places. So,
so you're
yeah,
full
yeah.
of ideas. So
yeah,
you, yeah,
maybe I should just go to Asia first. But Europe is, because I've been there a long time ago, like 2004.
Right. One of the first episodes we talked about.
Yeah,
that.
So it's really like, it's time to go back to
yes.
everything.
Redemption
yeah.
time, have a new experience.
Yeah,
probably your sister won't go with you, but never again.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. So now that you're back, is there anything coming up, like anything big you have to do, like photo shoots or jiu-jitsu tournaments or
So right now I am keep working on my swimming, taking swimming class again still, and I'm keep working on my jiu-jitsu. My wrist, however, still hurt, which is very frustrating because I hate being injured. You know, one of the things that my motto is like, you don't get injured, because once you get injured, you can train, nothing gets done. So I have not been going to jiu-jitsu regularly because since like, if I keep going and keep like bothering me, it hurts again. So I wanted to get fully kind of rest and get better. But I started going back, and there is a competition in June 17th that I haven't decided if I'm going to compete there or not. I don't know. It's a little bit hard because then I want to do it definitely, but then at the same time, I mean, my risk is more important than just competing, you know?
Right.
So I really have to be careful and got to think about that first. I mean, I wanted to train and be good at it. Not necessarily. I mean, once you train and be good at it, then, like, tournaments comes later. So that's one thing. I don't know if I ever told you guys. I've been playing golf.
Mm.
Have I told you that?
I don't think you've brought that up.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I'm doing so many different things now. So swimming, so this is my second month, but I'm working on my like surf and then scuba dive for that. And I've been doing, since January, actually, I'll start my golf, which is very hard. So my dad plays golf. Well, this is going to be another story, but I love my dad for sure. And my dad is really, traditional Korean man who doesn't really talk to his daughter. And it's like, so I wanted to be, long story short, I wanted to be close to him, and he plays golf. So I wanted to play golf so that we can play together. You know, I have to find something
in
common, right? So I've been taking lessons since January. It's hard, you know, it's hard, but I mean, I can hit the ball now. So I'm looking forward. My goal is to go to the field with my dad, probably like, hopefully summer or when, you know, the golf. My dad has been going out like to play golf because this is like perfect season, right? So that's my goal, but we'll see.
Is your dad pretty good at golf?
I don't know, but he's been playing for a while, so he better be good, you know? So,
let's give you some competition.
I told my coach that, I want to be my dad, you know, can you help me? So I don't know, but that's my goal, that I wanted to show my dad, like, oh God, you know, she's good, you know? So that's what I do. I do a lot of things for my own things, but also for me, family is very important, but the relationship, it's always, there's nothing, you know, you don't have a choice to choose your parents, but then the relationship you still have to work on it, right? So I know my dad is not gonna be changing how he is. So it was me more working. I wanted to find something common, and I wanted to spend some time together.
Yeah.
So I will keep you updated with my golf. So. We'll see. Well, it's been challenging. My teacher says I can be good at it because I have a power and all that, but it's hard for me to loosen up, you know, because it's not about the power only. Because, I mean, it's a power, but then you gotta know, yeah, how to use the power, even the swimming. So that's what I've been struggling. Like, I have a good physical conditions, but I have to know how to play it. So I'm the instrument, and I just have to know how to play different parts. So, but once you find it out, then I know it's going to be super quick and easy. So I'm looking forward to it. And for those who start new things, I know it's hard. I wanted to quit golf and jiu-jitsu and everything. Because jiu-jitsu, like, my injury.
Yeah.
Golf, like, doesn't get any better. And
swimming because of fear.
Like, man, I don't want to do it. But I know even that, you got to pass that time, period. And you keep doing it, and you'll get better. And before you know it, you'll get better little by little. And it just takes time. But most of the time, like most of people, they cannot really go till that level, you know? It depends on the person. Some people, 3 months or 6 months, or it may be 1 year. But if you wanted to do it, then... So that's why it's very important that you enjoy doing it. So...
Yeah,
that's
great stuff. And
I guess that's
yeah. So we can talk more about that in future episodes. But today was great to hear about Bali. It's obviously you had a brilliant time. Thank you to Bali for hosting our Gold
Bali.
Standards with Sigo.
I'll be back Bali for sure.
And I'm sure there's plenty of pictures on your Instagram, your Facebook, all your social media.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best social media for people to check out all your stuff?
Definitely please connect with me on online, betteryoubyminsugo.com. I upload all new blogs that can keep you motivated and give you some positive, you know, vibes. So please check out my website, and you can also connect with me my YouTube and Instagram. On YouTube, I create new videos, so definitely you can work out with me, and Instagram mainly photos. daily motivation, just I give you announcement, what I do, what's coming next. So let's get connected.
Right, and this is episode 11. And episode 10 was the question and answers, which was very well received. And anyone else out there who has questions to ask Mincio, probably episode 15, we'll be doing another Q&A. So
yeah.
Where's the best place for people? Just leave comments on Facebook or inbox.
Oh, the questions, you can definitely leave a comment here on podcast, or you can email us there, or my through website, anywhere. So if you're listening to this, it'd be easiest way to just leave a comment, the questions, and we'll get back to you. But some of you guys actually contact me on my Instagram, so feel free to inbox me and or Facebook as well. Facebook page is Official Mincio. Everything is on the descriptions on show notes, right?
Yes, exactly. And yeah, it's great because of the host we use for the podcast lets us know where people are listening from, so we can see there's people in Australia, people in Europe, people in Africa, people in Korea, North America, Mexico, all sorts of places. So yeah, we love seeing that kind of thing, and we really appreciate when you send in questions and tell us what you think about the show and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, it's been great seeing you. Glad you're back in Korea.
Yay! Well, thank you for having me back, and thank you for listening to this podcast, guys. So, well, the quick notes on the quick of the week, definitely enjoying what you do, because you don't want to feel like torturous, so that you can keep doing it and eventually you will get through it. So good luck, and thank you for being here with us, and thank you, and I will see you in the next episode. Stay active and be happy. Bye.
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to the Gold Standard with Mincio Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.